Are you interested in beekeeping but still aren't sure if it's worth it? Well, Blaine's Farm and Fleet makes it easy to reap the sweet reward of homespun honey with beekeeping starter kits, accessories, and some friendly advice. Learn more, farmandfleet.com/beekeeping.
Late Thursday afternoon, an announcement from Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, as well as our Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. The announcement that the state milk assessment is going to be lifted for disposed milk during the COVID-19 situation from May 14th until the end of the federal major disaster declaration. Now, that's something that's big news for a lot of our dairy farmers. Joining us now is the CEO of Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. That's Chad Vincent. I can already hear it, though, Chad. There's going to be farmers out there pounding their fists saying, you're a day late and a buck short. Where were you a month ago? Help them understand the situation when it comes to the checkoff money and trying to change anything.
Right. So about 3 weeks ago, USDA altered their, or USDA ruled on their setting for the national nickel that they were not going to be, they were no longer going to collect on milk that did not make it to market, was not commercialized. And, you know, from a checkoff perspective and from dairy farmers' perspective, dairy farmers in Wisconsin perspective, nobody wants to collect on assessment on milk that doesn't make the market. Nobody. And so we've been working behind the scenes trying to make this happen. And fortunately, we've got strong partners with Randy Omansky at the Department of Agriculture here in the state. And it is incredibly difficult to get laws changed, regulations changed, modified. It is, I mean, this is not my world, but boy, it is incredibly complicated. And we're just fortunate to have the perseverance of folks at DATCAP that helped us figure out a way to get this done.
We've talked about this before, Chad, how all of us are learning a whole new set of information when it comes to how food moves here. And for people that are just joining us in Wisconsin, 10 cents of every hundredweight of milk that's sold in the state comes to Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin to be used for research, promotion, development, all those kinds of things. So explain the other issue that is really a big challenge. We really, honestly, have no idea how much milk is being dumped. Explain that whole cat web.
Yeah, I mean, we've been working, with Department of Ag in Wisconsin to try and get farmers and processors to report these numbers. But, you know, there's very little incentive for them to do so. I mean, reporting on this stuff really just makes people upset. And there's been really no business sense in terms of reporting on this is how much milk we're disposing. I think that we'll get some of those numbers now that we are beginning to, you know, not take the 10 cents assessment on milk that doesn't make it to market. I've been trying to get those numbers on the federal level from USDA for the last few weeks. And once again, you know, milk is produced. It's sold to a handler or to a processor, the processor that makes it. I mean, right now we are sending out the notices to get the billing and the amount of milk produced from April. So this thing is always looking back 4 to 6 weeks. So it's gonna be a while before we actually have the absolute numbers. But everybody in the system is trying to work through this to figure it out to make sure that we've got the best information on really what's happening out there.
You know, and the other thing, Chad, we want to make dairy farmers aware of, this is not retroactive. So please, although we understand your frustration, the system is what it is. This is only from May 14th forward on milk that's being dumped, correct?
It is. And, you know, once again, it comes down to the legalities and the way these orders are written. And there's a national order and then there's the state orders that supersede national. It's, you know, once again, I'm not a government official, and this world is very foreign to me, but it's so complex. And the lawyers are, you know, the people that drafted these things back in 1983 could never envision something like this happening. Mm-hmm. I'm just fortunate. I'm just happy that we got it done now and that we've learned how this thing works to a better degree. But now is better than never.
Well, that's for sure. Have you heard from any other states. I mean, people have to understand basically wherever there are dairy operations, these checkoff dollars are being collected. Have any other states been successful in trying to give this kind of, minor financial relief, Chad?
Well, every state is different. And in fact, there are some states that follow very closely with the federal order. So they've already gone down that path. But boy, you know, there's 17 different states and conglomerations of states into regions. And I don't know that others have been able to move down this path yet or not, because it's, once again, it's really complex. And we're fortunate, once again, that we have the resources and the partnership with the Department of Ag to make this work really well. But I can't even speak to what's happening at the other states right now.
Chad Vincent, CEO, Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, along with us. If you're just joining us, haven't heard the news, Thursday late, the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection and Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin announced that the state milk assessment on milk that was dumped or diverted from the marketplace from May 14th until the end of the COVID-19 disaster declaration will be lifted. They will not be collecting it. And remember, that is something that, as Chad said, they've been working on for a while, but because of the complexity of the way that the rules are written on both the state and federal level, it took this long. Thanks a lot, Chad. I appreciate it. We'll be following the story and reaction from the dairy industry. I'm going to switch it over and talk with your other partner, Randy Romanski. He is our interim secretary at the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Randy, let's talk a little bit about when this conversation started and how complex this situation and resolution really was.
That's a good point, Pam. We did not expect to go here. Having said that, COVID-19 has created some unprecedented disruptions in our food supply system. That's across Wisconsin and the nation. So clearly, this is not business as usual. So we entered into a discussion with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, realizing that we need to work together to protect the supply chain, support farmers, and to continue to deliver dairy products to consumers. Part of that is milk that's being marketed, entering into commerce. And if that product is disposed of, we didn't think that there's an assessment on it. The Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is charged with enforcement and oversight of marketing orders. As I indicated earlier, clearly marketing milk in Wisconsin is an important thing to be done because we are America's Dairyland. So the role of the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin in that is very important. But we certainly understand the question, and we needed to determine the bounds of what the federal law indicates and what the state law indicates, and the state law and federal law are just a little bit different. So we had to really carefully review this to know that when we temporarily and partially lift the state milk assessment in this highly unusual time, that we do so appropriately and with the ultimate goal of protecting dairy farmers in mind.
How are you going to track this milk, Randy? That's the other difficulty in this situation is, boy, just trying to figure out what milk is being dumped from the 15th of May on. How challenging is that?
Well, Pam, as you know, that is a challenge. Our agency has encouraged farmers to contact us if they wanted to document milk loss. So far, the Farm Center hasn't gotten any calls about that. However, you know this, we know this, your listeners know this. It is happening in Wisconsin and many other states. So I guess our role in this will not be to try to do that collection, but dairy producers, processors, and handlers with questions should contact the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. It's a way that they can identify what has not made it to market. I mean, the key here, Pam, is that this applies only to milk that's disposed of from May 14th until the federal declaration ends. So that means it's not entered into commerce, hasn't been marketed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And are we getting any sense from processors, Randy, that you may have spoken with? I know you do weekly calls with dairy, with the meat movement, with all of it. Are we getting any sense that the situation's improving, or are we dumping just about as much milk today as we probably were at the beginning of this situation?
The analysis that our dairy market specialist gave us was that it was easing a little bit. Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin actually does a weekly report, and retail for dairy has been strong in Wisconsin, very strong comparatively year over year. Part of that makes sense. People are eating a lot more at home versus being out for the evening. Kids are not at school, so there's a lot more milk being purchased. Milk and dairy products being purchased at retail right now. That doesn't offset the loss of the other retail sales that go to restaurants and schools for the dairy industry. But dairy demand has been strong. There is still just this issue of supply. So that's the initial word that we've gotten now is that, you know, retail continues to be strong. This is just one more tool that the state identified that could help farmers during this really difficult window of time.
Randy Romanski is along with us, our interim secretary at the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. In case you're just joining us, they announced on Thursday late in the afternoon they are going to lift the state dairy checkoff, on all milk that's been dumped from May 14th until the end of this COVID-19 pandemic is declared. Randy, I got to ask you, there's going to be other dairy farmers out there that want more explanation. For the consumers listening, that milk that's been dumped, do we know, have the dairy farmers still been receiving some type of compensation? And again, reaffirm to consumers and dairy farmers that money that you are no longer going to be assessing, namely that 10 cents a hundredweight, that ultimately should end up back in the pockets of the dairy farms being impacted, correct?
That is correct. That's the intent, is that this is a temporary lifting of that assessment so that this will help the dairy farmers. And again, it's for this window of time that's in response to the federal disaster declaration. There is milk in the state of Wisconsin. We say this a lot. There's food in the state of Wisconsin. We grow, produce, raise an awful lot, and that's still the case today and tomorrow. But this assessment is just one more way that we can help dairy producers as they're trying to battle with the impacts of COVID-19.
All right. So there you have it, folks. Randy Romanski, our interim secretary at the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection, joined by Chad Vinson, CEO of Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Now, if you're a dairy producer, a processor, a handler that's got questions about what we just discussed, the announcement that they are lifting temporarily the state milk assessment of 10 cents a hundredweight on milk disposed of, namely dumped, from May 14th until the end of this COVID-19 episode, not before. This is not retroactive. If you've got questions, you are being asked to contact Patrick Gagan at the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. His phone number, 608-203-7230. 608-203-7230 or pgagan@wisconsindairy.org. I've got this all up on the website if you want to take a look. Our website, of course, MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.